Do you remember the first time someone explained to you that the word commencement, as in the commencement ceremony that accompanies your graduation from and end of your college career, actually means beginning? Seriously? I mean, it makes sense. This is supposed to be the beginning of the next stage of your life, but I always felt it was demeaning to the huge accomplishment and the quote-unquote best time of your life that was college. As if they said to you, hey, that's great, congratulations and all, but ready, set, go. This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, episode 403. So what now?
Well, school is officially over. No more classes. No more studying, and no more tests. But what am I supposed to do now? I mean, I guess I could just lie in bed more so than I have already been doing, but then again, my day feels so incomplete if I do that. I don't have a job, and hanging out with friends is obviously a no-go. So what am I supposed to do? Well, on one note, I just hope I'm still allowed, or I'm still able to get my summer vacation that's in August. Going to Lake George this year. Haven't been there in a while. But there's tons of things I can still do. I can still make podcasts. I'm in a podcast that's outside of the one for school. And I can still exercise. I can still enjoy the warm weather. I personally love the warm weather. I'm so happy that I'm able to open my windows again and enjoy the temperature that's outside. It got to a point where I was so bored that I ended up dyeing my hair. Yes, you heard me correctly. I dyed my hair. My hair is usually a dark, dirty blonde, but now it is a full blonde. If you want a, kind of picture reference, just look up 90s Justin Timberlake. You'll thank me later. But that was just one day of being bored, and that was because I just didn't even try to look for something to do. I just said to myself, you know what, I'm gonna be bored. But with the right mindset, all you gotta say is, you know what? I'm gonna go outside today. I'm gonna do this today. I'm gonna do that today. And you know, that whole bored in quarantine, what am I gonna do? Suddenly just goes, poof. It's gone. And there's a lot to do, honestly. So, eventually this will end, and everything will go back to normal. But, until then, what are you gonna do now?
Now that classes are ending, I am finally packing up my belongings and getting ready to move off campus. It's usually a 12 to 14 hour drive home, depending on traffic, but hopefully it'll be a little shorter with fewer people on the road. I'm ready to be home, and I'm really excited to spend time with my younger brothers. It's actually the last summer we'll all be home together for. One brother is graduating high school this year and has already joined the Navy, and in the fall he'll be heading off to basic training. Next year, I graduate college and will hopefully have a job in my own place. My youngest brother, he's still in middle school, so he's got plenty of summer vacations ahead of him. Even with all the uncertainty and fear in the world, I hope this last summer with my brothers at home is a good one. My normal plans for the summer, cons, working at camps, hanging out with friends, and visiting relatives, they've mostly been canceled at this point. Nevertheless, I know I'll be able to stay busy. There's podcasts and TV shows to catch up on, books to read, things to bake, brothers to annoy. I also have to start work on my thesis project over the summer. So with all of that, I doubt I'm gonna be bored.
I've been thinking of a few things. I narrowed it down to three things that I really want, that I've just really been looking forward to, or just things that I've just really been wanting to do, and just haven't been able to, because of this pandemic. And the first thing is I want to get a bunch of my buddies this summer. Once things start kind of opening up or tapering off, or I know things aren't going to be back to normal, but hopefully they, some of our daily things that people usually do open up. And one of them is, I hope restaurants, they'll open up restaurants for seating. And I want to get a bunch of my buddies and go for a wing night. And we usually do that like every other Wednesday. We'd go and get wings, get a few brews, and we'd hang out. It was like every other Wednesday. And I just, man, that was a blast. We did that all last summer, and it was just so much fun. And I just hope that, I don't know how they're, if they do open doors of restaurants, I don't know how they're going to do it. You know, like, if they're going to, like, separate people or something, I don't know. But that's the first thing I want to do. And then the second thing is I want to go to Hershey Park. And I didn't go last year, so I've been really itching to go. And me and a few of my friends usually go. We get, like, a half-day ticket. And the strategy is you got to go, at, like, late May or early June. When they start doing it during the weeks, but like the kids, the high school kids aren't out of school yet. So you go on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday and there's literally like no lines. Now I looked at the schedule though, and they're trying to open up in June. So Hershey Park's trying to open their doors in June. And if they do, hopefully the attendance is down. That would be good for me and my friends, cause we'd be able to ride the rides with like no lines, and that would be really cool. And then the third thing is I do this, me and three of my childhood best friends, we do a annual camp trip, and we've been doing it the past 4 years. The first year we went to the beach, and then the past, I think, 2 or 3 years we've been doing it we've been going on a camp trip in the woods. And you know, we bring a ridiculous amount of food, just like a ton of food, like steaks, chicken, just anything. You name it, we bring a ton of it out, and we cook it over the fire in like one night, and it's just a blast. And we usually do that in July 4th weekend, so, and that's 100% happening this year. So those are my top three things that I am itching to do this year.
So What Now was produced by Patrick Osborne with Samantha Seely and Chad Rosenberger. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Helb.